Precise Big Pizza Man, still in South Africa. First, I apologize for no call yesterday. We've been running and gunning. We got up yesterday morning and expect the best. It was a cool, crisp morning. Very little wind. We just knew we'd have a leopard on bait. We had 8 baits to check. And as we checked every one, we were taking them down, discontinuing them, getting rid of the rotten meat. The trackers were actually salvaging the better meat for themselves. We never found a leopard on bait. Got to the last bait. We decided to walk every road, every river in the area, just to see if we could cut a fresh track. We could set up a new bait and see what we could do. Never cut a track. I left it up to me. I didn't want to leave. I just didn't want to walk away. So the last bait that we had activity on was the one we set on the last couple nights. It had gone cold, but we decided to make a super bait there. We hung a bunch of rotten meat high in the tree. We put a bunch of fresh meat down lower where it could be eaten. We pulled the wet trails into a wagon wheel fashion. We had 9 trails coming into the bait. We sat there last night. We had multiple hyenas, genets, civets, all kinds of small cats come in and out, bush pigs come in and out. Never had a leopard come in. Well, we got out of the blind about 6 o'clock this morning, packed up real fast, headed to the Citadel to meet my traveling companion. On the way into the Citadel, when we hit the front gate, I saw an 11-inch warthog and a big zebra stallion, which are on my hit list. And so Hines stopped the truck. Let's go. We took the trackers in to unpack our stuff, and we stopped most of the morning with no sleep, and never got a shot. So I guess I either have a leopard curse or a bowside live hunt curse, but I had a great time, and thanks you guys for following me. I don't think Mrs. Fox has seen the end of me yet. I'll be back in the States tomorrow morning, and sometime Sunday I'll post pictures and answer any questions you guys have. Thanks again for following me, and one day we will get Mrs. Fox. Bye.